This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today disbursed incentives worth 2,400 crore rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Vikasit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, PMVBRY, at a function in New Delhi. This dispersal marks a significant milestone in the implementation of the PMVBRY, which is the government's flagship employment-linked incentive scheme aimed at accelerating job creation, enhancing employability and expanding social security coverage across sectors. The incentive has supported the creation of 15 lakh employment opportunities across the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, in the 21st century, opportunities will belong to nations that nurture skilled talent, foster innovation and uphold the highest standards of quality. He said the PM Vikasit Bharat Rozgar Yojana is about empowering first-time employees and building a bridge between youth and industry. He highlighted that under the scheme, around 70 lakh jobs have been created so far.
Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Yojana ke sahyog se ab tak kareeb 70 lakh job srujit hui hai. Kareeb 20 lakh yuva apni pehli nokri ke 6 mahine pure bhi kar chuke hain. Aur aaj inhi mein se kareeb 10 lakh yuva sathiyon ko apni pehli nokri mein 6 mahina pura karne par is yojana ke tarah uske labharth ke nate incentive bhi mil chuka hai. 2000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की राशि सीधे उनके बैंक खातों में पहुंची है.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India's domestic defence production has increased from 46,000 crore rupees in 2014 to a record over 1,78,000 crore rupees in the last financial year. He said that defence exports, which registered at only 1,000 crore rupees before 2014, have risen to nearly 40,000 crore rupees due to the growing global demand for indigenously manufactured Indian defence equipment. Mr. Singh was speaking after laying the foundation stone of state-of-the-art 10,000 ton of aluminium extrusion press at the Ordnance Factory of Yantra India Limited in Ambazari, Nagpur. The Supreme Court today ruled that the right to walk on a demarcated footpath is a fundamental right. A bench of Justices P.S. Narasimha and A.S. Chandurkar held that a citizen's fundamental right to walk on a demarcated footpath is primary and shall have priority over movement by motorized vehicles. In a significant verdict, the apex court said it forms part of the right to movement guaranteed under Article 19(1)(d) and other fundamental rights, including Article 21, right to life and liberty. The declaration by the top court came in an unfortunate motor accident compensation case where a father lost his 5-year-old son while taking him to school. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that passport delivery has now become completely democratized as it is swift, secured and decentralized. Addressing the annual Regional Passport Officers Conference in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that the passport service is accessible to remotest corner of the nation. He said this shift towards the public expectation is a validation of digital governance. He said Passport Seva Program version 2.0 has truly redefined global mobility for a Vikasit Bharat. The External Affairs Minister highlighted that the country's foreign policy establishes India as a Vishwabandhu and the Indian passport is treated with respect and with confidence internationally. A new round of direct talks between the United States and Iran has been postponed after U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance delayed a planned visit to Switzerland. The White House cited logistical challenges and an unpredictable schedule for the change. Switzerland's foreign ministry said talks involving the United States, Iran, Qatar and Pakistan scheduled for today have been postponed. An Iranian regional official confirmed that Iranian representatives did not travel to Switzerland for the discussions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.